Chapter 2. Time for another adventure.
There's nobody around. Quick, open it.
It was 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. The school was deserted and Matt and Linda were standing in front of Mr. Wells's locker in the staff room. They had to try and find his CD-ROM, notebook and PC battery before someone discovered them. 5 minutes later, hearts beating fast, the two friends were outside the school gate with all the things in Matt's backpack.
Let's go straight to my house and try to load this CD-ROM, Matt,
Linda suggested.
Okay. I hope we can understand Mr. Wells's notes. His handwriting is terrible,
replied Matt. At Linda's house, they started work. Mr. Wells's letter told them to load the time travel software on the CD-ROM. They put the CD-ROM in the drive, and the Mr. Wells cartoon appeared again. To travel in time, said the funny figure, you must type the coordinates of your destination, the month, and the year. Matt and Linda saw there were two boxes, one for the coordinates and one for the date.
We know the year,
said Matt.
But the month?
Look!
Linda moved the mouse and a window appeared on the screen.
Time trip files,
she read.
Duxbury Castle, October 1215. No, that's not it. Kansas, September 1864. Yes, that's it, Matt. I knew that Mr. Wells was a cowboy film fan. Now he's stuck in the Wild West.
She laughed.
And we have to help him, Linda,
Matt said seriously.
Now, the coordinates should be in his notebook.
We'll need the right clothes for America in 1864,
interrupted Linda.
Good idea. What have we got?
Matt looked at his clothes. His jeans were okay, but in his football shirt, he didn't look like a cowboy.
Let's see,
said Linda, looking in her wardrobe.
My jeans are fine, and I've got a denim shirt and leather boots.
Then she took out a large checked shirt.
Try this. It was my dad's.
Matt hesitated.
Not really my style, but...
He put it on over his Newbridge United top, then put the PC battery in the pocket.
We need this to get back to Greenwood. We mustn't lose it.
Now it was time to go. The two friends looked at each other. What new adventures were waiting for them in America in 1864?
Okay, read the coordinates,
said Linda, and sat down at the PC. Matt looked at the notes. The writing was awful. He found the word Kansas, but Mr. Wells's numbers were worse than his letters. Was it 86.30 degrees? He read out the coordinates, and Linda typed them into the computer. Now they saw an hourglass which began to rotate on the screen.
Sit beside me, Matt, quick,
cried Linda, and pressed Enter. There was a flash of white light, and they disappeared. Matt opened his eyes slowly. Linda was on the ground beside him. They were in a field of tall plants with soft white flowers. They stood up and saw a black girl nearby picking the flowers. She saw them too, and looked surprised, but not afraid.
What are you doing in my cotton field?
She asked curiously.
Cotton field? Oh no, Matt, we're in the wrong place,
said Linda. Suddenly, there was a terrific explosion, and all three of them dived to the ground.
You are in the wrong place, friends,
said the black girl.
Don't you know there's war here?